Song Podcast EP3 is back once again. Man, it feels like it's been forever since the last time I recorded a podcast. Maybe it's been the Olympic break or whatever. But the NASCAR podcast returns once again for Watkins Glen this weekend as the Olympics come to a close. Eddie Greer III, a.k.a. EG3, for the 3-watt NASCAR podcast with EG3, Capable Truck Series, Xfinity Series, NASCAR Cup Series, the 3 biggest divisions in all of motorsports. And on this edition of the podcast, I'm going to talk about the possibility for another Elliott Truex Part 3 at Watkins Glen. Remember, we did not have a race at Watkins Glen last year because of this damn pandemic. And speaking of which, that has come back again. And I think we let our guard down, just like I talked about it on my other podcast. More on that here momentarily. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter at Eddie_EG3 and 3-Watt NASCAR Podcast. Y'all know where it is. If you're new to the podcast, appreciate you subscribing, downloading, and finding wherever you listen to the podcast. That includes Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon, and more. The 3-Watt NASCAR Podcast heading down the home stretch of the regular season, a triple header this weekend in upstate New York. NASCAR returns to New York after a year absence because of the COVID-19. Even though the numbers of the pandemic are back again, which is a lot of concern right now, but given the circumstances right now, I haven't heard anything else because of, obviously, the Olympics over in Tokyo. No spectators over there. So, but anyways, New York hungry for some road course racing. We've seen quite a bit of it here in 2021. Here in the NASCAR season, and all 3 divisions will be in action, beginning with the Camaro Truck Series Saturday around lunchtime, and then, of course, following that, you have the Xfinity Series right after that, and, of course, the main dish, which is the Cup Series, obviously, which has seen the last 2 races, not counting last year, because there's no races up there last year because of the pandemic. Elliott versus Truex, will we get another epic battle? Will it be Elliott Truex Part 3? Obviously, I got something special for y'all this weekend. You're going to get a double dose of me, obviously, leading up to Watkins Glen. So I'm hitting you hard right out of the gate after the 2-week break. I've already recorded, obviously, an episode last week and an episode a week before that. If you have not missed out or you've been on vacation, please subscribe to the podcast and download those, check those out. Wherever you listen to the podcast, of course. So, despite the Olympic break, I have been recording 2 episodes that I just mentioned, and I'm going to go back-to-back this weekend on Road Course Weekend, obviously. This episode right here, Part 1, will be out Saturday, and it'll be Saturday after the Xfinity Series race approximately, so it'll be Saturday night, and I'm going to get y'all ready for the Cup race on Sunday with another dose. Part 2 will be with a special guest, and as I mentioned, it's a returning special guest from this year. You can pull all the guests out, so I'm looking forward to speaking with him actually tomorrow. I'll be recording Part 2 tomorrow with my special guest on the show, and we've been having some schedule issues trying to get the guests back on here. So finally, and we were supposed to do it last week. Obviously, that didn't happen, obviously, because we didn't put them on a calendar. But, hey, we got it on marked down, so he's ready to go. I'm ready to go, so you're going to get a double dose of me this weekend. So hope you guys are ready for that as well. Get you guys excited. And, of course, Part 2 will come out an hour-ish before the green flag drops. Of course, with weather permitting, of course. But I have not checked the weather on that. But I'm hopefully for some good weather as well. So definitely very excited. Obviously, I've been in the flow for a while, not taking any breaks, going straight through for the end of the year. So definitely, I got some surprises for y'all towards as we hit the final stretches of the regular season and into the NASCAR 2021 playoffs. As I mentioned the last time on the podcast, kind of already went dibble dabbled a little bit with the bubble and how that's going to stand. So check that out. So this one's going to be a little shorter, obviously, a half hour-ish. And then obviously kind of saving the good stuff for part two of the podcast. I mentioned a triple header, obviously, this weekend. Let's just dive on into the weekend here. Obviously, big news coming out of the Cup Series. I'll touch on that momentarily. And, of course, kind of appetizing y'all for a possibility of the 9th versus the 19th on Sunday, if everything obviously shakes out to be that well. Obviously, there's no guarantees, as we've seen it in the Olympics, obviously, with some of the stunning upsets, some of the stunning headlines coming out of there. Obviously, some of those you cannot control, obviously, but there's some of the action that we've seen and some of the excitement, man, especially track and field, that's been something else. But obviously, the Kenworth Truck Series back in action almost after a month off. Knoxville Raceway, obviously, last time the quote-unquote shit show that happened, that race took forever to be, especially towards the end of that race, obviously, that was really took the longest there with the crash fest that happened out there, the outrage fans on social media after that. But Austin Hill, the last time the trucks were on track, won that race there. You turn around, and he is the pole sitter for this race here. That kicks things off here at 11:30 Central Time. That's 12:30 Eastern Time. 72 lap schedule for the trucks, obviously. The trucks have not been on this track in quite some time. It's going to be really interesting to see how this shakes out, obviously. This could be a big shakeup around the bubble, obviously, but Austin Hill will lead the field green. By the time this podcast rolls out, this part one will roll out. This race will be already be in the books, as well as the Xfinity Series race as well. But I'm just going to do it anyways. Here, Ty Gillen, Chandler Smith, Matt Crafton, Ben Rhodes, your starting five. John Hunter Nemechek, sixth. Derek Crouch, seventh. Zane Smith will start eighth. Carson Hocevar, ninth. And Tyler Ingram will start in the tenth spot. I ran into a couple of familiar names on this list. Josh Berry will be in the field. He's going to be starting 21st. Cass Gralla, he's going to be rolling off 23rd in the race there. And how about this for some star power? AJ Allmendinger is going to be doing double duty on Saturday, running this race in the trucks and tackling his colleague racing car in the Xfinity Series. Here, for Mike Beam, that 23, he's going to be rolling off 25th. It'll be fun to see him come through the field, obviously. Parker Kligerman in the field. Paul Menard making a start here in this race here in the Kenworth Truck Series. So, kind of a refresher on that note here. Kind of a standings here real quick. I'm just going to shift it into the playoff mode here and not worry about the regular season standings at the moment for the trucks. Got only just maybe just a couple of races left, I believe, before their playoffs begin. Obviously, taking a look at that, the guys that have not been in victory lane: Zane Smith, Matt Crafton, Carson Hocevar, Chandler Smith, and Stuart Friesen squeaking his way into the top 10. Somehow, I thought he was out of the top 10 there, but he is not. But pending changes, this will change when the podcast rolls out, obviously. So this will not be where it stands following the trigger flag falls for this race up there for the trucks. Is obviously Kraus got some making up to do. Tyler Ingram, Johnny Sauter, Austin Wayne self, among others in there as well. So it's gonna have to take something for one of those guys to get up there and really upset the field in the trucks. That's the first race that's going to go down. Now you flip it to the Xfinity Series here to cap off the doubleheader. 3 o'clock Central Time. That's 4 Eastern Time. No sponsor. Actually, there is, because last time I checked it, there is no sponsor for this race. It is the Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey 200. Again, this episode, as I remind you guys, will come out following the conclusion, approximately the conclusion of the Xfinity Series race, probably going to be in prime time, so definitely plenty of time for that to happen there. Allgaier will lead the field to green again, folks. This will change everything will change when the checkered flag falls, but I'm going to roll with it anyways here. Allgaier, Austin Cindric, we know what he can do on road courses, but the last time we're on a road course, AJ Allmendinger, Riley from the back to the front to win the race there. Excuse me. Speaking of Allmendinger, he starts sixth. Daniel Hemric, third. Harrison Burton starts fourth. Somebody keep an eye on here. Justin Haley, he starts fifth. Then Allmendinger, I already mentioned him. Mike Snyder will start seventh. Jeb Burton, Brett Moffitt, and Riley Hurst trying to make a late charge. They got plenty of time. He's going to be starting in the 10th position there. Some notables here include Noah Gregson, who's going to be starting in the 11th position. Jeremy Clements will start 12th. Ty Gibbs. I already mentioned him. Well, I haven't mentioned him yet. Ty Gibbs, he has run very well on road courses, and he might be a player come the checkered flag time. He knows how to work himself right up there, and that 54 is going to be fast. You should already know by now that car has been a class of the field, whoever is in it. And I've said this multiple times on the show. Ty Gibbs, he will start, as I pull it back up, he will start 15th there. Michael Annette is back. According to what I have on right now, apparently he's back in the field. He's 18th again. Everything will change when the checkered flag falls. So when you guys listen to this, you guys will know who won both of these races as well. So definitely Eric Jones making a special appearance in the 31 for Jordan Anderson in this race. Eric Jones knows how to get it around Watkins Glen. Of course, he ran very well with Joe Gibbs Racing, but he's racing currently for Petty Enterprises. So that's somebody you're going to have to keep an eye on from the back. Austin Dillon is in the other second hour motorsports car there in the 23. That 23 has shown speed. That's really been competitive for throughout the year. So Austin Dillon will be in that 23. And Austin Dillon, of course, trying to fight his way into the Cup playoffs. Excuse me. So he's trying to bow his way into the Cup Series playoffs there. So critical track time for Austin Dillon, as he will try to get that our motorsports car up there in the top 10 there. So a lot to look forward to there when we come out of this timeout here, this little break here. We're going to talk about, obviously, get to the Cup side, which dot by the time this podcast comes out will not be set. So the Cup Series on Sunday, folks. So hang on to your hats.
Listening to the Three Wide Podcast with EG3.
Three Wide NASCAR Podcast continues. Will there be Elliott Truex Part 3? Find out on Sunday. And he's been appearing on Three Wide NASCAR Podcast for a half hour edition as it keeps playing here. Obviously, the last two races have come down, and before I roll the starting lap, obviously, so let's talk about this for a little bit, right? Okay, so, you know, when Chase Elliott got that first win at Watkins Glen a few years back, I kind of underestimated him as one of the road course winners. Obviously, he showed his talent, short tracks, obviously, prior to that, had some strong runs on short tracks, mile and a half tracks, comes up on the short end of the stick, and yeah, I really underestimated him. I mean, obviously, you know, he's some of that's got to go back to his short track success, but yeah, I really underestimated this. I mean, you go back to a few years ago, who would have thought that Chase Elliott would be the man dominating? Obviously, and we already knew, folks, that he would be the most popular driver. We already knew that, but who would have thunk it that he would be the man? Obviously, with the next-gen car, that could change next year, obviously. But right now, we're talking about right now, the last couple of years, Chase Elliott has been the man on his road courses, and it all started right here at Watkins Glen. Not in Kansas, but up there in upstate New York. And it started the success that he's had, obviously, and it helps that you have Allen Gustafson, one of the probably a little bit of underrated crew chief in the business, and you have fast race cars, especially this year. So Chase Elliott's both of his wins coming on a road course, and last time on a road course, the dude started from the back of the field at Road America, and he never, that's Canadian Motorsport Tire Park. Yeah, he had never ran laps at Road America, and the type of guy he is, you give him that kind of, those type of practice laps, not practice laps, but those competition laps, he's going to figure it out sooner or later. He's too good. He is too good on his road courses, and obviously, we're gonna dive on a little bit deeper on this between he and Truex with my special guest on part two tomorrow, which I'm recording that on Friday, which it comes out on Sunday, game day, or race day, as a lot of us call it, when it comes to NASCAR. So, yeah, I mean, I'm quite stunned, to be honest, with the success. And it seems like from the Truex side of things, the Truex Nation side of things, you know, people are getting tired of it, whatever. He just executes better. I mean, you're fast on the racetrack. You're going to be smooth and no mistakes. I mean, the mistakes he's made is not his own doing. It'll be mechanical issues. And he could have won Sonoma as well, not for his teammate Kyle Larson, who's he has been pretty damn competitive in a road course as well. He owned Sonoma there. He was about to finish the top five at Road America, if I'm not mistaken, there. Before getting spun out by his teammate Bowman. You got to go back to Coda over there. I believe he was running, second or was leading at one point as well. So Elliott's going to have to deal with him. And Larson does get around here at Watkins Glen. So that's something you have to pay attention to as well. I want to cut in here for a minute. I appreciate y'all for bearing in with me here. Oh, it's not bad yet, but hanging in there with me with down here in the man cave. But yeah, definitely, yeah, look at that. I mean, you're going to have to battle Kyle Larson. Larson's going to be up there. You have the telling signs of what we've seen in all year, especially on road courses. Larson's going to be right there. Bowman could be there as well. But main competitor, Truex, obviously. Before Elliott took reins of the dominant road course racer in the Cup Series, it was Truex obviously trying to win at that moment of time, going back a couple years ago. Third in a row was denied there, and both battles were identical, almost to a T there. But the second time, Elliott Truex 2, and Truex hung with him. But obviously, the issue that we've talked about with the dirty air, you can't pass when you get that close. So, I mean, Elliott was fast in Elliott Truex 1, where he was very fast in the carousel part of the track there. At that moment in time, Elliott Truex was in the 78. They tried to track him down, ran out of gas. That sealed the deal. Even if Truex didn't run out of gas there, Elliott would have hung on there and won that race there. You fast forward, you go to 2019 race there, and same thing there. Elliott, obviously, very fast and strong report up the S's. Yeah, you can probably tell. I've been watching a lot of Watkins Glen, coverage or tape or YouTube of Watkins Glen races. Since NASCAR went on its little hiatus here, but NASCAR is back this weekend. Eddie Gritter, third from the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. Truex, obviously, you go back to Daytona. I'm forgetting about the road course at Daytona Beach, obviously, there. Elliott was fast there as well, but he got caught up in a situation there with Denny Hamlin there, with the rain, a little rain there that really changed the game there. And Elliott got punted by Hamlin. That changed the game there. Truex was up there. He spun in coming in the first turn. Now I'm talking about Daytona Beach road course there. So we didn't see it there, even though we did see it through most of the race there. So LA did not come on top there. If everything goes in plan, maybe we're talking about their win there. Obviously, in Roval, in the playoffs, Chase Elliott has been the man there. So this is what I'm talking about. Chase Elliott, yes, even though Kyle Larson's come onto the scene on these road courses, Elliott's still the guy to beat, and he's going to be the guy that the Larson, Truex, Kurt Busch, they're going to have to take him down this weekend. Truex, Coda, obviously, he's been part of two misfortunes in the rain. I ain't diving on and all that. Y'all know my stance on that. But Truex at Coda, obviously, with the situation with Cole Custer in the downpour rain, and there, got caught up in that after running in the top three. That car didn't seem as competitive. But obviously, Sonoma, Daytona Beach Road Course was there. Sonoma was there. He, Chase Elliott, and Kyle Larson were right there all day long. Road America, Truex, I believe it was Martin Truex that sped on pit road there after jumping Chase Elliott out of the pits there late in stage two. This goes back to Road America. Dude, that really cost him a shot there. I mean, we know Truex is good on the long run. That's been the key for him, and I would not be surprised there. But the key for those guys, they need to execute better. I mean, they could have better finishes. And yes, Chase Elliott might have won all those road course races, but they got to have better execution, not make mistakes. That's the key with this team. Comes back to mistakes, self-mistakes here. You speed on pit road, or you have loose wheel, or you have something go wrong. It happens to the 19 or 78, you want to call it, and not Chase Elliott, right? So, key, if everything is go status quo like we've been seeing the last couple years, is that no mistakes on pit road, and you're going to have a chance. So, I believe, you know, Mark Truex Jr., obviously winner at Watkins Glen, winner at Sonoma. Chase Elliott, winner at Road America and Coda from this year as well. He's going to be the guy, and somebody's going to have to take him down. Kyle Busch has been on a roll on his road course as well. So, it all comes down to execution. All comes down to execution. Who can Chase Elliott, Alan Gustin at 19 continue its dominance on road courses for a couple more times? Obviously, Indianapolis is next week. Any road course, which the Xfinity Series guys raced on last year, it'll be them and the Cup Series this year. So looking forward to that as well. And you still have the Roval left. So three road courses left. And we're all sitting here wondering, will there be another 9-19 battle in the Wicks? I think so. I think so. If Truex's group, if they can get it together here and just be what they've done and maybe pick up a little speed here and there, who knows? And that's what's happened here. Chase Elliott's got a lot of confidence, and he, from then on, 2018, that first win, that very first win on the road course, might I add you folks, that he has been rolling off all these wins. And of course, I believe, by my memory, if I want to stay correctly here, so I got a few more minutes on tonight's podcast, here with y'all on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast, 7 wins dating back to 2018 for Chase Elliott, all of them in this time frame. That is crazy, to be exact. And quite frankly here, as I look down my list here that I wrote down, Kaz Grah, average finish of 7, that came the Daytona Beach Road Course last year. Then there's Martin Truex Jr., his 2 wins in that span. Average finish of 8th. Chase Elliott, average finish 6th. Woo! Gotta be something there. Next person, Denny Hamlin. Denny Hamlin, somebody that probably doesn't need a win, but I'm gonna go say anyway, he needs a win, especially when everything resets here in a few weeks for the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs, folks. Again, goes back to what I said last week. Who would have thought about it? the second, or actually really the first full week of August, that Denny Hamlin does not have a win this season. That's crazy. That's, if somebody would have put up some money on that, you'd be a rich, $1 million richer. I tell you that. So, nobody really would have thought about that. He or Kevin Harvick coming in here with no wins. Yes, Denny Hamlin has stage points, a couple of stage wins, but bigger thing in here, coming into the big picture, no wins for either of them. And Denny Hamlin has been really good at Watkins Glen, has previously got a win there as well. So he could spoil the fun as well. Kurt Busch, I mentioned him already. Kurt Busch in the playoffs. I touched on him here momentarily here as I got some news coming out of the Ganassi / Trackhouse stable from this week. Kyle Larson already mentioned him. Expect him to be really fast this weekend over there. Harvick, Logano, and Blaney, the rest of the top dozen there of the guys. If you look at the road course success, but it's all a 9, all a 19. Right now, Swipe D, 19, not really showing for those ones, because obviously, Road America, I thought for sure he passed a ton of cars, and if he held that track position on Elliott, it would have got interesting. I tell you that, because it's always been a thing that Mark Trish is always good in the long run. Chase Elliott, he's strong in the short run, maintains it, and then he fights some little issue there. So I want to see these guys race heads up. That I've been procrastinating that really since the Elliott Trish 1 happened there for a rematch. And yes, I mean, the reason why Mark can't get back up there, either mistakes by the 19 or Mark Trix himself, or the fact that somebody else is that fast like Kyle Larson has. So definitely I would not be surprised to see the 5 up there try to battle it out with the 9, but definitely it's just one of those feelings, folks, that I think that, again, I'll talk about this more in part 2 with my special guest tomorrow night on the show, that I've just really been thinking about that. I think we're going to see it. At some point, we're going to see a showdown. Late laps, if you take the 5, if you take the 20, you take the 22 out of the equation, heads up battle, you take away the mistakes, in a perfect world, you will see the 9-19 battle for opportunity for when I think Mark Tritt, obviously Chase Elliott has the edge right now, 2-0 on that. And I really think it could come down. If everything, if the cars play out right with these two, could very well see that happen again. And the way that those races played out, almost near identical, ladies and gentlemen, identical to a T, to almost exact T, of the 9 up front in the 19 or 7-8 stalking him at the end of these races. Again, strategy's got to play out. Again, and you know how strategy goes on these road courses. They're too predictable, especially with these stages. If you take those away, it'll be really, really interesting. I would like to see, honestly, the stages, 1 or 2, taken away. I mean, do something a little differently with those. Don't have a caution. Get at that moment in time, right? I believe somebody else already mentioned this already, but earlier on, somewhere down the line, but I want to see this, when it comes to road course racing, I want to see the stages, cautions, be taken out of the equation there and let the drivers decide the strategy. That will be more and more intriguing. Besides, it's too predictable. You got guys pitting and whatnot before stage ends, and then I talked about Austin Dillon earlier. You're going to see that here, but Austin Dillon, as I mentioned, needs points with Reddick, Buescher, they're going to need all the points they need here to steal it. So it'll be a huge upset if it's not Elliott or Truex, or you can probably throw in Larson, excuse me, if the cars don't play out. So this could get wild, or we're going to see, excuse me, the same type of finish that we have seen. Obviously, last year I mentioned at the top of the podcast tonight, there was no race last year here, so had to go back, rewatch those races, those classic battles toward the end between the 9, 7, 8, / 19. Now, and I just have that feeling it's going to come down to it again. I mean, if the Truex clan
can get themselves together here and not make mistakes in these road course races, they're going to be a player toward the end again. So I'm not too concerned about it. That's my only concern there with that team. Obviously, they've been fast all year, with no surprise. Truex was lights out in the shootout, except getting caught with the grass there in the preseason race there at Daytona. Been really fast, was fast at Road America. I think, did he start in the back? I thought he did. I think he started mid-pack. Yeah, he started mid-pack, worked his way up through the field. So yeah, this is going to play real havoc there. I'm really looking forward to this weekend's races to see what goes down here. But yeah, Chase Elliott has been the man. All of his wins this year, talking about Chase again, into 2021, have both come on road courses, and he's going to be looking for another win, which will put him, if he can score it, he's going for three. And by the way, speaking of three in a row for Truex, Batman, when he was going for on Elliott, looking for his first win, Chase Elliott will be going for three in a row at the Glen. And not only that, if my math's correct, Coda won that one, Road America won that one. He's going to be trying to go for three in a row on road courses here in 2021.
You're listening to the Three Wide Podcast with EG3.
One more time for the Three Wide Mixed-Up Podcast with EG3, Avery III, Manhattan, Kansas. The Three Wide NASCAR Podcast. Here coming to a close, part one of the podcast. Again, in part two, we'll talk more about Chase and Martin with my special guest here, which I'll be recording tomorrow night. But the cap off, and oh, by the way, I'm just going to do the front row for now, and I'm going to see the rest of the lineup tomorrow, obviously. Obviously, let's see, that's not what I wanted there. This is what I want here. The gold bowling at the Glen. Brad Keselowski will lead the field to green on Sunday with his teammate Joey Logano in tow. They are an all Penske front row, and not even including Blaney. He's going to be starting. He's going to be starting third in the mix there. And not to get too far, but I'm going to do it anyways. That battle out, that anticipated battle at New York that I'm talking about tonight on this podcast. Truex and Elliott, MTJ will start ninth. Chase Elliott starting outside the top 10, so he's not going to be starting on the pole like he has been the last two times that the Cup Series has been in at the Glen. Obviously, last year, nobody raced there at Watkins Glen because, nice catch, Eddie, nobody raced there because of the pandemic. So, this is going to be interesting to fall here. Penske starting the thing off here. We'll see who can get up to the top five first. It'll be the 19 or 9. We'll have to find out on Sunday to find that out. All right, to cap things off here, big news coming out of Trackhouse Racing, obviously, and all the anticipation of Ross Chastain and Kurt Busch. Well, it turns out Ross Chastain is staying over there with now the Trackhouse Racing, obviously taking all the operations away from Ganassi Racing. Trackhouse Racing named Ross Chastain the second driver for Trackhouse Racing next season there. Shortly, it came shortly in Tuesday morning there. So that'll be the second entry there. Obviously, Chastain from Florida. There, he will pilot the number one Chevrolet, and he's going to be hanging out with Daniel Suarez in the number 99. How about that? Polar opposites in numbers, but Chastain takes over the one, kicking Kurt Busch out of that rad. Suarez stays in the number 99 as well, and Justin Marks in a comment here, Ross is a young, aggressive driver that we believe has the talent to win races at the Cup Series level, and we know lately, though, those Ganassi cars have shown speed. Kurt Busch winning Atlanta there as well. And I'm going to continue his remarks here about Chastain, Justin Marks. We quote, "We think his personality and work ethic will fit perfectly with Daniel as we build our organization for the 2022 season and beyond there as well. For those of you who are new to NASCAR or to this podcast here, just a note on Chastain. Ross Chastain arrived at Ganassi this season after competing for various teams at all levels over the past few years, dipping diving into everything with his primary duties in the Xfinity and Camry World Truck Series tours for organizations like Colic Racing and Nice Motorsports. Chastain, right now in the Cup Series, currently sits 18th with two top fives, including a second a few weeks ago, or I should say a couple months ago, at Nashville Speedway there. And Chastain came back with a comment saying, quote, "This is another dream come true for me. Trackhouse is one of the most interesting organizations in the garage. The enthusiasm they bring off the track and the program they're building on the track is exciting. Working with Daniel and Justin however I can is my number one priority. I know that I can't help build our Chevrolets to be as strong as possible." And let's not forget Pit Bull, part of that team as well. You know, this team right here, obviously, has been one of the pleasant surprises this year. Who would have thunk it that this Trackhouse team, and take away the second entry for a moment here, this 99 has been competitive here throughout the year. Obviously, he's had share of bad luck here lately here, but he's got four races to get it done and try to really turn the playoff grid upside down to get a win there. But yeah, it's big news here, and Kurt Busch basically is punted out of that ride. I mean, everything, all arrows point to Kurt Busch being the second entry in that 23-11 ride. We'll have to find out about that and where we go from here. I do not know Kurt Busch, but yeah, Ross Chastain definitely staying there, and he's going to be moving next door into the 1 while the 42 goes out the door. So does Kurt Busch. Daniel Suarez staying in his primary 99 ride there for Trackhouse Racing. So we'll see what happens there. For Ross Chastain, he has been competitive on road course, very competitive, very fast on road course this year. I said it on the last edition of the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. I said it then, I say it now. That could be something to watch coming up this weekend. And then you throw in Chase Briscoe as well. I'm looking for more Briscoe next week than I am for him this week, because obviously Chase Briscoe won the inaugural Xfinity road course race last year at Indianapolis. So that's somebody you're going to have to pay to do then. But I think Ross Chastain has been fast on road courses all year long, and that's probably except for Daytona Beach. But since then, he has been right up there mixing up with the Cup Series best. So definitely, we'll see. We'll see what happens here. Obviously, Chastain, very aggressive. I'll have to find out in 2022 what happens with that second entry. But more on that on tomorrow's edition of the podcast. So big news coming out of that. Kurt Busch is looking for a ride in 2022. Chastain will move from the 42 car to the 1 Chevrolet Trackhouse Racing, taking over all the used to be Chip Ganassi's rap cars, now trying to build a deeper organization for the years to come. Obviously, the next gen car is going to have something to say about it next season as well. So, the anticipation of that is going to grow even more as we start to close in here the regular season and obviously when the playoffs begin there. So, Ross Chastain in the number 1 for next season. You can follow me at Eddie_EG3. Again, at Eddie_EG3 again. And again, the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. Spotify, I already mentioned that earlier. iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, and more. The 3-Wide NASCAR podcast coming down to the regular season home stretch. 4 races to go, and the field playoff grid will be decided. It's going to get more interesting from here. But for now, I'm going to leave it there for now. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a wrap for another edition of 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Appreciate y'all for downloading tonight's episode, listening to it. But again, If you're new to the podcast, welcome. Please go back and listen to some of the archives. If you have not already, you've had plenty of time for the last 2 weeks of the Olympics to listen to some of the episodes. Again, there's been some good ones as well, including some very good interviews from this year and some more to come as well, including my special guest for part two. Continue the conversation tomorrow with my special guest as well. We're going to talk, of course, continue to talk about Elliott and Truex, as well as some of the other things that's been going on outside of racing as well. Very looking forward much for that. But for now, time to close the book on part one. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to the 3Y NASCAR Podcast with EG3.
Sports Podcasts, Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going 3 wide.